This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. The payment agreement between Cornell University and the City of Ithaca has gotten its final approval. The Executive Committee of the University's Board of Trustees approved the Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, last Friday. The agreement took effect immediately, which means the city will get an additional $2.4 million from Cornell this year. A university statement about the deal went on to say that, quote, Cornell will continue to dedicate more than $26 million each year to support critical community priorities. They listed several, including donations to TCAT, the county public bus system, the Ithaca City School District, and a recent contribution to the Child Development Council to increase child care services in Tompkins County. The revised MOU calls for Cornell to pay the city $4 million a year for the next 15 years, with annual inflation increases. The Ithaca Common Council approved the agreement last Tuesday. The New York Public Service Commission has approved a 24% rate hike for NYSEG customers. The increase is for 3 years. The energy provider says the cost for an average residential customer will go up about $10 every month beginning in November. WSKG Public Radio reports that State Senator Leah Webb, other legislators, and consumer advocates have been calling for the commission to deny the increase. Webb called the rate hike unacceptable. The CEO of NYSEG's parent company, Avangrid, says the increases are necessary to address the impacts of climate change and enable more use of solar and wind energy. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.